Spring into action with the biggest fly fishing gear sale of the season. Jackson Hole Fly Company is thrilled to announce their spectacular 25% off anniversary sale. They are inviting all of us to celebrate with them. Whether you're a seasoned angler or just starting out, there's never been a better time to upgrade your equipment and save big. Are you looking for a rugged, waterproof sling pack or backpack to keep your gear dry throughout all the adventures this year? They have you covered. Are you in search of a new carbon fiber landing net? Top quality fly boxes, essential gear like fly lines and leaders? They have all that and more. This is your chance to grab some incredible deals and make the fishing season unforgettable. Don't wait. Dive into the savings today. Head over to jacksonholeflycompany.com and take advantage of this limited time sale. Today on Yellowstone Tetons Traveled Podcast.
That's where the castle where Queen Mary was like held prisoner. It's this famous castle. It's on an island in the middle of Loch Leven. And I looked over at it. I'm like, can we go there? And he's like, yeah. Rode over to it, you know, and I was like, oh my God, this is in the, you know, the history books. So, you know, that's one of the cool things about Europe is you look around and there's all this crazy stuff.
A great story from Pete Erickson and a little history of Western Europe. We are traveling to one of the great Western trout rivers in the United States by way of Italy and a gold medal. Welcome to Traveled, where it's all about the journey we are on in fly fishing and in life. This is our chance to take a deep dive into a specific area around the country so you have a better feel for the people, the resources, and the community that make this part of the country so unique. Before we jump into it today, I wanted to share a big special Traveled giveaway we have going on right now that's just kicked off. You can win a trip to the Euro Nymphing School with Pete Erickson and Brett Bishop and some other amazing anglers, so you can up your Euro game this year. We're also giving away a Echo Shadow X rod, a huge prize pack. This is going to be a big event. It's going on right now. You can head over to wetflyswing.com/giveaway, and you can enter this right now. And there's a link in the show notes to check that out. I'll also be heading there this year on this trip, so if you want to check out and actually purchase a slot for this, you can go to dave@wetflyswing.com right now, and we're going to have 10 slots available this year. So if you want to get one of these, you can enter the giveaway, but if you want to purchase that, connect with me as soon as you can, and we'll save you a spot for the Euro Nymphing School. I hope to see you in Eastern Idaho this year for a chance to fish one of the great trout rivers in the country, learn from some of the best we have in this country, and to hang out with yours truly on the river. Okay, before we jump into it with our guest and dig in with Pete here, I want to share the love with our Traveled sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by Swing Outdoors and the Wet Fly Swing Podcast. If you're traveling to this neck of the woods and you get a chance to visit a hotel, lodge, or any other business connected in Eastern Idaho or in that region, go ahead and let them know you heard about them through this podcast. And if you get a chance, you can also head over to wetflyswing.com/Teton and see that full list over there at Teton. All right, this week, Pete Erickson is here to break down the Euro Nymphing School with a focus on the South Fork of the Snake, the Henry's Fork, and some of the other great rivers in this part of the area. Pete gives us his update since episode 118. It's been a while, and we find out what Team USA has been up to, how that gold medal came to be, and we hear about that story, and we find out how we're going to be learning some of these tips and tricks from the gold medal winner on our upcoming trip. We also dig into a little of the history on Euro Nymphing and find out how you can up your game with this big trip and prize pack we got going right now. So before we get into it, just want to give you a heads up, wetflyswing.com/giveaway. There's a link in the show notes for your chance to win a slot to this trip. We're giving away one chance to win, and then you're also going to win a big prize pack. So let's check it out. Let's jump into this right now. Time to experience the road less traveled, Euro style. Here we go. Pete Erickson.
How's it going, Pete?
Good, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thanks for putting this together. We've been talking behind the scenes a little bit, putting together the Euro Nymphing School, this cool program we have going, and we've got a good cast of people on board and, you know, experts, and we'll talk about that. We're going to dig into that today, and we're going to help people get educated on Euro Nymphing a little more today. But take us back real quick. We're going to go back because it was 118 episode 118 when we had you on back in January of 2020, just before COVID started. And so what have you been doing since then? Take us back. So over the last few years.
Yeah, I'm English teacher, ninth grade English teacher in Boise. So that takes up a lot of my time. I've also been lucky enough to travel, you know, doing a lot of fishing stuff, host guiding, and the Team USA thing has been pretty fun. Been to, since 2020, because we got shut down on a couple of tournaments. We went to Czech Republic. That was awesome. And then Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Italy was just this last summer, and we were able to win the world championship as a team.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Yeah. And Brett Bishop won the individual world championship. It was amazing. Where else have I been? I've been to Argentina twice, you know, Patagonia, and just lucky to travel a little bit, and everything's kind of opening up, and yeah, fishing's kind of getting back in the swing.
That's cool. How have you always done that? You know, because you have the teaching, how has that been as far as balancing? You're traveling all these places, plus you got, you know, it seems like a lot going on. How have you been able to do that? What's the secret?
It's been precarious, actually. There's no secret. Begging my principal to, you know, let me get a sub and use sick days, and trying to time these things around vacation, spring break, Christmas break, and then summers. I mean, summers do open it up a little bit. So if a world championships are during the summer, it really helps. So it's actually a pretty precarious operation.
Yeah, definitely. Nice. Well, I'll put a link out there to that last episode we did. And it was so long ago, I can't even remember what we talked about. I know we dug into Euro nymphing, so we'll have a little bit of that today. But you mentioned Italy, which was the gold. That's where you guys won the gold?
Yeah. It's something that the adult teams have never been able to do. The youth team has won gold, but the adult team, it's been this quest and like for the cut, you know, it's like the Holy Grail that we were trying to do. And, you know, you got the senior team and the masters team, and we've both been gunning for that thing. And, to be honest with you, when I was planning for Italy as a captain, you know, in my mind, I was kind of like, man, I hope we medal. You know, the Italians, I don't know if they've ever lost, you know, on their home turf. And our guide, Stefano, he was like, look, these guys have been coming to this water every weekend, you know, this year to prep for this. And they're all such great anglers. And just, you know, there's a bunch of past world champions on the team and everything. And as it was coming together, we were just fishing really well and understanding everything. And a lot of that is credit to our guide, who's amazing. And, you know, all of a sudden we found ourselves kind of like, hey, wait a minute, we're in second place after day one. And heck, after the third session, third day, we're in first place. Like, what's going on here? We're all fishing really well. And we're all working together as a team, which is the biggest part of this stuff. And, you know, it just all came together. It was kind of awesome. It was kind of magical.
Wow. Wow, and you guys took it home. And Brett, yeah, we had Brett on a while back. He talked about